up, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving from the Video Game Randomizer. And today, we're not going to be celebrating a turkey. We're going to be celebrating the snake, because this is our review of Snake Pass. I am Rico Argentari. Back with me, Jeff.
Yo.
And Joe.
Hey, hey.
I am so excited to talk about Snake Pass.
Yeah, oh, me too.
Been a long time coming.
And yes, it is the week of Thanksgiving here, 2022. What do you guys got planned for the holiday? Jeff?
Let's see. I think I'm just going to my girlfriend's grandma's house and watching football and eating food.
Nice. Did you go hunting?
Yeah, I did over the weekend. I didn't see anything.
No.
I heard shooting all around me. Nothing came across, though.
Did your dad get one?
No. Nobody down in the southern tier got one, I don't think.
Also, we live in Buffalo, New York, and we're just coming out of a big, big snowstorm. It was very fun.
Yeah, how was that over by you? Like, I got, like, 3 inches, maybe. It was nothing bad over here.
Yeah, it was really bad. I drove from Angola, which is, like, a half hour away, but it was terrifying.
I heard it was rough out there, because up where you and I live, it wasn't too bad. We've gotten much worse.
Yeah, it was bad, but you could drive.
Yeah,
but yeah, out there it was freaking, dude, it was scary. You couldn't even see anything.
Yeah, there were some places where it was upwards of like 6 feet.
Yeah, that's like
Orchard Park and Hamburg got about 6 feet, I think, right?
Yeah.
A couple of my buddies from work, they didn't even plow their street till like Saturday night.
Wow.
So it's like 2 days and like a plow didn't even go down the street, and like you can't even leave the house then.
Yeah.
Because they were digging the Bills players out of their house to get to the airport for the Bills game.
Thank God they won. I would have been so mad if they did all that. Go over to Detroit. I can't even go to the game now. And they go and lose. I would have been so mad.
So, for the festivities of Thanksgiving, I wanted to know what your guys' top three Thanksgiving foods are. We can go let's go 1-1-1. Start at three, I guess.
Ooh, okay.
I didn't put too much thought into this, so.
Mine was easy.
Yes, Joe doesn't eat, Joe's a vegan, so.
I did not. I took that out of the equation. I thought of it. I looked over the scope of my whole life.
Okay, perfect.
It didn't really matter.
You want to start it off then, your number three?
Sure. My number three, see, I'm looking at it from things that I only eat around Thanksgiving and eat the least. So like turkey isn't even on my list. Spoiler alert. My number three,
tofurkey.
I'm one of those sick fucks that really loves the canned cranberry sauce.
Yes, the jellied one.
Yes, I could eat a whole one. I could just sit there with a can of it and eat it with a spoon.
I just bought a can of that today. So good.
I love it. Yeah, that's my number
three. That's one of my honorable mentions. Jeff.
So my number three is a combination, just corn and mashed potatoes.
Okay.
With some gravy on top.
All right.
Pretty simple. Fair enough.
Those could be in my top three as separate. All right. Number three, I'm gonna go turkey. Just for my number three.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's boring, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but it's a staple.
Yeah. Because I don't eat it. I mean, I don't eat turkey. Well, I like lunch meat turkey, but it's not the same.
Yeah. If there's any one thing you kind of have to have at dinner, it's that. So.
Right.
Well, present at dinner. You don't necessarily have to
eat. Dude, I just went to Wegmans today. I was just going to get, because I don't know what my Thanksgiving plans were. So I was just going to grab a couple of things just in case. And I was just going to get they have like a little turkey breast. It's all marinated and everything for you. But it's like this big, which is very small if you're listening. And it was $25. Like, I Jesus. Might as well buy a whole turkey and figure out how to cook it. So stupid. And then I don't want to spoil the rest of my list. So, yeah, turkey.
Okay. Number two. My number two is pumpkin pie.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Whipped cream?
I think that's something I only have around this time of year. I mean, normally most people do, but...
Whipped cream?
Of course.
Can you eat whipped cream now?
There's all different kinds.
Oh, is there like vegan whipped cream?
Yeah, Ready Whip has one. You can't even tell the difference.
Oh, nice. Jeff, what's your number two? Deer?
Actually, no, I'd eat that all the time. My number two is turkey. Because, I mean, like you were saying, you know.
Lame.
You have to have turkey. Yeah.
All right, my number two is stuffing, but this is this could be a hot take, but it has to be stovetop turkey stuffing. The homemade stuffing's okay, I like it, but I grew up on the stovetop and I love stovetop.
I don't think that's a hot take, man. That's no. All I really like either.
Yeah,
so, that's the best.
Yeah, sometimes the homemade stuff, if it's not done right, it can get a little like gummy and weird. Yeah, but
right.
I feel like stovetop,
some people like that though.
If you follow the directions, it's got that nice chew to it.
Crisp and like,
yeah,
it's like, oh,
you know what? I think it's just what you grew up on.
Yeah, that's fair. But with that, my number one is stuffing. You could have asked me this any year of my life, and that would have been my answer. It's always been my favorite.
Is it stovetop?
I'm not too picky, but anything that's within that realm, taste-wise,
yeah,
texture-wise,
perfect.
That was it for me.
You know what? I don't know. It's the easiest thing to make, too, and I only eat it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I would.
It
I
takes
would
like 2 minutes to make.
Yeah, my mom used to make stovetop every once in a while with dinners. Growing up at random times of the year, but
it goes good with like pork chops and stuff too.
Yeah, but I mean, Thanksgiving time, that's usually like at least 30% of my plate is stuffing.
Very nice.
Oh, well, my number one is pumpkin pie. I could literally just sit there and eat the whole pie. That's my favorite part of the whole dinner, dessert. I fucking love pumpkin pie.
Yeah, nothing beats it.
It is good. I'm just not a big dessert guy when there's leftover options there. I'd rather just make a second plate than go into dessert, you know?
That's a fair strategy I can get behind.
I try to at least eat one pumpkin pie or like my mom makes cheesecake too.
Ooh.
My number one is mashed potatoes. Homemade mashed potatoes with smothered in gravy, which everything has to be smothered in gravy, though.
Oh, yeah.
The stuffing and the turkey.
Everything.
The pie.
Everything, yes.
The pie, yes. Throw it on there.
Yeah. All right. So that's our top three Thanksgiving foods. And we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And before we get to Snake Pass... Before we cut him open and eat him, you guys gotta stuff him. Actually, are you guys playing anything?
Yeah, actually, I am. Finally, last week Joe recommended that I play Dying Light because it was kind of like Dead Island, and I love Dead Island, and it's a great game. I've been having so much fun playing it. So thank you, Joe. You know,
of course, that's
a good recommendation.
We'll have to hop on soon and play.
Rico, oh, yeah.
I think you'd have fun with it too.
Yeah, I think you would.
Yeah, how much is it?
It might be free
on Xbox Game Pass on the computer.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'll look right now in the background.
I hope Jeff spent money on it.
actually, I didn't. When I bought my PC, I kind of took over the dude's Steam account. He was like, yeah, whatever, just change all the passwords and stuff. And it was just on there. So I just redownloaded it. And
how many games did he have?
A lot.
Oh, that's sweet.
He had a lot of games. And He has all the DLCs for this too, so I'm gonna.
I feel like it was, but it's not on there anymore.
Yeah, I think it was too. It's got to be cheap though.
They probably had it on there when Dying Light 2 came out.
It's $9.
Oh, that's not bad. Joe, watch anything? Play anything?
Oh, I'm glad you worded it that way, because I meant to play more of the medium over the weekend, because I ended up, because of the snow, I ended up having off of work Friday and yesterday, so I had a four-day weekend with nothing to do. And I finally rented Pearl, which is the prequel to the movie X. And I am in love with that movie. I watched, in my 48-hour rental period, I watched it 5 times.
Wow. Jesus.
And I could watch it more. Wow. I woke up Saturday and Sunday thinking about it. I watched it 3 times Saturday. Once back-to-back with X.
Was it better than X?
It's hard to compare. They're very different. They're very different.
That's the newer one, right? Didn't that just come out this year, X?
Yeah. Well, both of them did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they actually filmed them both side by side. So, like, I think X came out in, like, March. Hmm. And Pearl just came out last month. But
it's a prequel?
I cannot get enough of it. That's basically what I spent the majority of my weekend doing. That and trying to finish Snake Pass.
I'll put it on my Halloween list for next year.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I want to get together and watch X with you. I think you'd love it.
Yeah, I was looking online. A lot of people, like, it was like their favorite horror movies of the year. A lot of people had X in it.
Yeah, there's so many parts in that movie that I see, and I just think Rico would love this. You specifically would love it.
Is it like naked women getting chopped in half with a chainsaw? Like Terrifier?
No, not quite, but all the ingredients are there.
All right, sounds good. So I have been playing the new Pokemon Scarlet, and I love it. It's like an open world Pokemon game. It does remind me of Breath of the Wild to a certain point. You can just wander off. See, I can't get anything done in that game because you find so many new Pokemon and you want to fill out your Pokedex. And you see them running around. It's not like random encounters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so much fun, dude. And you can play online with each other, like run around with each other with four people. It's really cool. The world, the map's big. There's a lot of shit to do. I'm assuming once you do everything, though, it might slow down. But there's like 400 Pokemon to catch. And I haven't played one since Pokemon Sun. So I'm really enjoying it. I love it. Because you can just kill so much time.
The way you described it, it almost sounds like they just found a way to turn Pokemon Go into a way you don't have to get out of your house to play it.
Kind of. I swear, it's kind of like, because there's just like random stuff that happens too. And there's like, I don't know. It's really good. I highly recommend it if you like Pokemon at all. And me and my buddy Sean were playing earlier online together. It was pretty fun. And that's all I've been playing.
It's about time they explored more like open world stuff. Like Pokemon is so perfect for that.
Yeah, yeah. I think they botched it with Sword and Shield, but Arceus they did that with, and that was, I haven't played it, but everybody says it was like really good. And I mean, from what Rico's saying, that they've made Sword and Shield better.
I feel like they took both of them and made one game, but I wouldn't know. Yeah. I didn't play Sword and Shield or Arceus, so I don't know. But I've seen like screenshots of Arceus.
Yeah.
So it kind of like that.
Yeah, check that out. I'm a bit of a Pokemon boomer. Anything beyond 151, get out of here.
That's how I am too.
Yeah, I was like that, but Pokemon Go kind of like got me into all the other Pokemon. Honestly, the new Pokemon, I'm not that big of a fan of, but I like the starter Pokemon. I have a grass. I pick the grass because I always pick grass. But I picked, there's like a cat. I don't even know the, what his name is. But yeah. I'm about like level 34, I think. My main Pokemon.
Nice. You know,
I got a Pikachu. I got let's see my starting lineup. I got Gyarados. I got the starter, Gyarados, Growlithe, Pikachu.
Nice.
A Staravia. You wouldn't know who that is. And a Drowsy, but he's a Hypno now. Had to stick with the Drowsy.
Nice. Growlithe is my favorite. I have a little Growlithe I keep on my desk.
Ooh. I knew he was. Since... Yeah, I think I knew he was your favorite.
I've had this since I was a child.
Can you turn that upside down? What's that toy brand called? Tommy?
There's nothing on your horn. Yes. T-O-M-Y. Tommy.
Okay, yeah. Tommy.
Yeah, I got think some this was of one of the too. Ones. Remember the ones that came in like those little plastic Pokeballs that were like see-through? And I think that's what this was.
Dude, one of my birthdays, I got so many of those. I wish I knew what happened to all of them. I got a couple left. I got like a Vaporeon and a couple others.
It's awesome. You ever see some of the toys that they're coming out with lately? Last time I was at Target, I went and looked at all their Pokemon shit.
Yeah.
They've got some cool stuff I considered buying.
Yeah, I'm not walking down that aisle. I'll probably blow every dollar I have. All right, guys, let's get into the game.
Well, hold on. I got to shout something out before we start talking Snake Pass.
We almost made it.
Yeah. Sorry, Joe. The Resident Evil petition to bring the show back is up to 151 supporters. And I got to thank Derek for donating $5 for promoting it. So thank you, Derek. And thank you for the... To the 151 supporters.
What's his full name?
Pickering.
Derek Pickering. Pickering. Thank you, Derek Pickering.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Now, we could be up to 152 if somebody on the podcast would, you know, support it. But
$5, you could have rented a movie.
You could have got Pearl.
Went to the bar and got yourself a nice drink.
Are you going to buy Pearl?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was going to buy it actually this week, but then the storm hit, so I just rented it.
Oh, and you're going to get the DVD?
I got my money's worth.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready? Talk about some Snake Pass.
Yeah.
All right. Snake Pass was released March 28th, 2017 for the Nintendo Switch, the PS4, Xbox, and Windows. It is a puzzle platformer collectathon. It was developed and published by Sumo Digital. The game has you take on the role of Noodle the Snake, which is the same name as my dog. And you take on 15 different levels with your sidekick bird friend, Doodle. IGN gave this game a 7.2 out of 10, and it has a Metacritic score of 72%. So it's dead on. That's the Nintendo Switch version. Okay. So I'll just tell my brief history about this game, because this is the first time you guys played it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my only history is talking shit about it on here without playing it.
Yeah, so the Switch came out, I think, March 3rd, 2017, maybe. And I went to the midnight release and, you know, there was only so many games that first month. And they were comparing this game to Banjo-Kazooie. So I picked this game up. I think it was only $20 when it first came out, too, which is decent price for this game, I would say, when it first came out, you know.
Yeah, that's not bad.
How much did you guys pay for it?
I think it was like $20. 15, $20.
Right, that's a ripoff.
No, I bought the I bought the physical copy of it.
How much like is what? That up to?
It's like $300.
Yeah, so I think maybe Limited Run or one of those companies.
Yeah,
made
it's
a,
Limited Run.
They did a physical version of Snake Pass with a small amount of physical copies they released. Honestly, I wish I got one of those. Well, I'm sure everyone does.
Yeah, in hindsight, that's definitely one that would have been cool to have.
Yeah. No, I'll never have it. That's $300.
You could.
Yeah. Well,
I'll say never.
If I'm rich one day, I'll buy it. But so yeah, I downloaded this game. I played it for probably, I played the first level. I could not get past those controls, and then I just never played it again. I came on here, I talked shit about this game and hated it. So that's my brief history on this game. And I've actually called it my most hated game of all time.
I'm sure that's changed though.
But yes.
It's now your second changed. Worst hated game.
No, it's not at all. I kind of enjoyed it this time. I didn't hate it. I had fun with it. It's for what it is, it's a short and sweet little game. 15 levels. You're in and you're out. What system did you guys play it on?
I got it on the Switch. Games like that don't feel right on anything else for me.
I got it on the computer, and it had to have been so much easier than a controller.
Dude, that sounds insane.
Yeah, but you got, like, how were you guys even playing it on control? You got to push, like, 6 buttons at a time.
Well, your hands hurt after, but that's the price you got to pay.
My hands were not hurting.
That's the price you pay to move around, to wiggle around a snake, all right? So, I can't even imagine playing it on the keyboard, though. Did the mouse have a lot of controls, too?
The mouse had, like, go forward, and then you had to use, like, WASD to, like, slither, and then the right click is to grip. Space was to go up, and then X was to call doodle.
Yeah, fuck that.
That sounds terrible.
It would have been great if they could let you change it, because, like, I have, like, side buttons on my mouse, and if I could, like, call doodle on one of my side buttons on the mouse, it would have been so much better.
You're already clicking 2 buttons on your mouse. That's
confusing
enough.
I play Smite, and you push all buttons on your mouse. That's how I got it. I'm used to that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But, like, it was hard to, like, wiggle and then go down and push X while you're wiggling.
Yeah, that does sound difficult. Yeah, I played on the Switch, too, obviously. Yeah, so the controls are very difficult in this game. I think that's the main hiccup on this game. If it wasn't for the controls, I think it'd be a lot better game. But it's like a physics-based game, though, so it kind of makes sense. But it just gets so confusing with all the buttons you gotta hit.
They were complicated, but all things considered, I think they were done the best they could.
Right. It's a fun, smart idea.
Yeah. When you guys were playing, you had to basically play Claw, right?
There's 2 different control sets, and I switched to easy after the first level, which I used the Joy-Con to move, or the left Joy-Con stick to actually, like, slither and move him. And usually it wants you to hit R2 to move forward, but you still had to slither. Right, Joe? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, the regular one you held. It was the right trigger to move, but in order to get him to move, you had to move the left stick side to side to kind of like do like a serpentine.
Yeah, well, you still had to do that, but it was just you could press forward instead of holding the R2 button, which was a lot easier in my opinion.
Makes sense, yeah.
So we actually, when we did our Banner Snatch episode, these guys came over to my house and we played Split Flipper, where like 2 of us would play at a time, and it'd be like me and Joe. I'd have the left stick, Joe would have the right Joy-Con, and I'd have the left, and then we'd try to play the game.
There's one coin that we tried to get.
Yeah,
the
that's
whole
basically
time
all we did.
There's one coin.
They actually got, Joe and Jeff actually got the coin.
And we got it. By the time we got it, we had that down to a science.
Yeah, and I will say that was probably the most fun I've had playing the game.
Yeah,
because it was actually fun with two people. It was hard and it was fun. It like I didn't get mad when I died.
Yeah.
Yeah, but imagine playing the whole game like that. It would take you forever.
Well, yeah,
well maybe
hated...
not, because that coin was hard to get. I couldn't even, I don't even know if I can get that on my own.
Yeah, there's something about handicapping yourself that makes a frustrating game more enjoyable.
Yeah.
So the main objective of the game is, so there's these three gems. They're called like gates. You have to, or you have to get them to open the gate up for the level. And there's so you have to get all three of those just to beat the level. But there's also, there's 20 little orbs you can collect, and they're all spread out throughout the level. And there's also five coins that you can collect too. The first four levels are just normal. The next four are water levels.
Yeah, they're the water levels.
The next four are fire. There's like lava. Yeah. And then the final three levels, which are a pain in the ass, are the wind levels. Yeah. And that's when you really got to start playing the game. You can't just power through and get to the end. They make you actually
go
figure
everywhere.
Out the controls. And you have to like, you have to figure out how to grip that snake around stuff and actually learn how to play the game, which I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, it changes things up because it got a little monotonous during the middle stretch of the game.
Right.
It was a welcome difficulty spike.
Yeah, there was some tough parts in the fire, levels too.
It was very forgiving though. You had to like sit
you
in
got,
that
you
lava
could get,
for a long
yeah,
time.
You could get burned a lot before you die. Unless if you just fall straight in and your whole body's in it, you're basically dead. But
if you can call the bird to come pick you up.
Yeah, there's a couple times where I just motored across the lava.
Yeah,
and it got me where I needed to go.
Yeah, there's some parts you got to like wrap yourself around these levers and pull them down, which it really is very physics based because you have to move the snake a certain way to actually bring it down.
You have to have like a certain amount of your body weight on it.
Yeah, which is it made sense though, right?
Yeah, my problem was the circle ones where you got to like spin around it. I struggled with those, dude. Like I would just keep spinning around it, and I'd go too far out, and I'd fucking the camera would turn around on me, and I'd turn around, and oh, this game aggravated me so much.
So one thing that really bothered me is that I think they should have had at least one boss fight in this game.
Yeah,
that's what I was expecting.
Me too. I thought there would be like a final boss.
Well, because there's like something. Didn't the bird say something's following you like the whole game?
Yeah,
all throughout the game, he'd be like, whoa, what was that sound? It sounded like a monster. And then he'd just be like, nah, never mind.
Because I think that monster is taking those gems and destroying the portals, right?
Well, they're,
that's kind of why
monster's trying to get out of the portal, right?
I did not understand the story.
They explained it at the end. But it wasn't a bad guy. It was like a friendly monster.
I still think you should have fought him, but
they could have came up with an awesome boss fight for this game using the physics and stuff like that.
Yeah,
would have been unique.
That's, so playing this, I feel like there was kind of like two separate things going on. Like you can either just go and get the gems and shit, and that wasn't that hard. I felt like throughout the whole game. The end, it was kind of hard getting everything, but wasn't that bad. And then it's going to get all the collectibles, which was the hard part. Like, getting all those coins was a pain in the ass. Even in the first level, there was, like, a coin under a bridge, and you had to, like, snake your way through the
like
a jungle gym.
Even the first level, those are tough,
And
did
they
you
made
guys...
really...
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I say they made a lot of those coins and stuff really easy to get to, and then
getting
you get them,
back.
But you had to get to the checkpoint because if you died, you didn't keep them.
Yeah,
and getting back was always the hardest part.
Yeah,
right. So there's these little pads on the ground that are checkpoints, and you have to go back to them or find one to save your progress on the level. Anything you collected or any gems that you found. And sometimes it was, sometimes like that wind level, I'd get one of the gems and then I would fucking die after and I'd fucking lose my mind.
Get like four bubbles and a coin and a gem, and then you die. It's like, I gotta do all that again. It took me 20 minutes.
Yeah. Did the checkpointing carry on like if you exited out of the game? Or was it just that run?
I wasn't taking that risk.
Yeah,
I think you had to. No, I think you had to beat the level.
Okay.
For everything that you did to register.
Okay, that's what I thought. I kept putting my Switch to sleep.
Yeah.
Instead of turning it off because I didn't want to take that chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
I was not
taking
that risk.
Otherwise, I found it a very relaxing handheld game to play while you're watching TV. Very good music, very relaxing music, and cute little sound effects. We were listening to the soundtrack while we were playing Uno.
Yeah.
And it just like repeats, but it kind of slightly changes a little bit, and it's just really catchy and nice and relaxing soundtrack.
Did you guys notice there were points throughout the levels where you'd hear like drums going along with the music, and then if you like found the drums, there was like beads of water dropping onto them and making like the drum sound. I thought that was a nice little touch.
I didn't notice that part, but I know you could like go and hit them yourself.
Yeah, there would be like a little like spout sticking down over it, and like a water droplet would be hitting it.
Damn, I didn't notice that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a neat little touch.
Get all the collectibles in this?
No.
Like, how far did you guys get on that?
I started off trying to collect as much shit as possible until about like the end of the fire levels, and then I just wanted to finish the game, and I was gonna, because after you beat the game you get like a radar and it shows you where shit is. So my plan was to finish the game, and then I was going to go back and try to start collecting stuff, but I never went back and started. I collected the first world, I think I almost completed, like 100%.
Okay.
How about you guys?
Yeah, same here. I did most of the first world, but past that point, I just wanted to get through the game. And if something was convenient, I would grab it, but I didn't really make it a priority. I intended to finish the game and then go back and do it, but then I ended up finishing my playthrough way late, only like a couple days ago, so I didn't really have the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pretty much did the same thing. I think I 100% of the first world. I was missing like two or three things in the second, and then through the fire, I was like, I just want to get this done. And I have no intention of going back and finishing it. I didn't when I beat it. When I beat it, I was like, thank God, I'm not going back and getting everything.
Yeah, that'd be something fun to do if you're ever just like killing time and want to play something for a little bit and throw it on and just see once it wears off.
Get one orb a day for the next. the game looks pretty too. I like the art style. It's it looks nice. Yeah. I like Noodles. He's cute.
Yeah, I'll give this game that. It had a good soundtrack and it looked really good.
Yeah, it almost I would believe that it was like a Crash Bandicoot spinoff or something. It had that kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, it did.
Anything else you guys got on Snake Pass?
No, not really.
I can't believe the time has come where we're done with Snake Pass. I never thought it would happen.
It's kind of sad in a way, because this is one of the games I've always associated with the show since you first conceived the idea.
Right, I know.
Because it's like, of how just like against Snake Pass you were. And now that it's gone, and it was actually a pleasant experience.
Right, it had like this mythical aura around it. Now it's just over.
I mean, I will gladly take over on that role of hating this goddamn game, if you want.
So, any last comments?
Nah, I'm good. No? Put this game to the grave.
So, would you play Hold on. Would you recommend this game to the listeners? Jeff, start with you since you're no seeing shot. Red over there.
No shot. I've said this. Hold on. Twice this podcast. I've only said I would not recommend it to Amnesia. Actually, no, that's it. Just Amnesia. And this game. I would not recommend this. It's so frustrating.
Those are the only games you haven't recommended?
Yes.
Joe?
I would, yeah. I'm was shaking my head no towards Jeffrey. I would. I mean, it's not anything overwhelmingly spectacular, but I mean, if you just want a fun little puzzle game, if you want something new that you haven't played before, this is a good game to check out.
Right.
You know, we kind of were in a time crunch. If I were kind of just playing this casually and wanted to just get through it, I probably would have enjoyed it a little more, but feeling like the pressure of having to get it done by a certain time.
Yeah.
Which is kind of bullshit.
Was it really a time crunch? It's like a 5-hour game. We had a month.
Yeah, I backloaded it. I was still on the first world up until like 5 days ago. So I guess that was kind of bullshit.
Do you guys know how long it took you to beat it?
About 5 hours.
Jury's still out for me. I never actually finished it.
Oh, you didn't finish it?
No.
Oh, you bastard.
I tried. There's one, the second to last
sanctions level, are coming.
The win level. I can't tell you how long I spent over the weekend trying to beat that one, and I just could not do it.
Bet you were real frustrated too.
I had my Switch next to me at all times over those 4 days, and I wouldn't go like a couple hours without turning it on and trying again, and I just could not do it.
Wow.
I tried. I didn't just give up like some people do on some games.
I tried.
But yeah, I'd recommend it.
All right, but Jeff, you beat it, right?
Yeah, it took me 12 hours.
Holy fuck, really?
Yeah.
But you go for more collectibles than I do. I really just try to power through it. 12 hours, holy fuck.
Yeah. I gave it my all. I could not fucking...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get over it.
Because I, like, have my Switch, like, on, just, like, chilling while I'm, like, laying in bed, too. And I think it only said 5 hours. Hold on, you know what? My Switch is right here.
It was on for a while when we were...
My brand new Joy-Cons.
Ooh.
It was on for a while when we were playing Uno, too.
Ooh, that's a great sound. Oh, no, it says 10 hours or more. But, yeah, it was on for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I would say it took... Realistically, this game should take you 5 hours.
Yeah. And is any of that time from your first time you tried playing it too?
No. It may be like, no, because everything got refreshed on my new Switch.
Oh, okay. That's right.
But I did re-download it on my new Switch. And I played it for like 20 minutes, probably, like months ago.
Yeah. You had a lot of downtime on that game, probably.
Yeah,
and I didn't have any. It took me a long time.
Anyways, so me and Jeff did beat it though, and I would recommend this game to anyone over the age of 30. and they want like a little handheld game that I would play on the Switch though only, and. You know, you're just chilling, watching TV. It's very easy to play when you're watching TV or you're watching a football game or something like that. You could just pick it up, put it down. It does piss you off a lot, but you know what? It's worth it. It's not the best game in the world, though, by far.
Yeah, I don't know that I would spend $20 on it in hindsight.
No, I would wait for a deal if you're going to buy this game.
Yeah.
$10.
I spent $3.
Really?
Yeah, on Steam, it was $3.
Oh, well, Jeff, if you have a Steam Deck, buy it for $3.
No, don't buy it.
If you only knew how many games I spent, like, whatever the most is for it at that time, God. I could probably I could probably pay off my car.
Yeah, me too. And then you don't even touch them till the, and then they're like $20 by the time you play them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I know. I'm guilty of that too. All right. Well, what if they came out with a Snake Pass 2? Do we need another petition?
I'd sign that one.
I'm Joe this time. All right. I will not sign it. Yeah, I know how you feel, dude. All right. You don't have to sign Resident Evil 1. It's okay.
Joe, I think you should create this.
I mean, clearly it's doing all right on its own, so it doesn't need me. Now if it dies at $199, then I'm the bad guy.
Yep.
But I think if they like took this system and made it better, it's been what, 5 years? I think they can make a way better game now.
Yeah.
And improve upon what Snake Pass was, and I think it would be a good game.
Yeah, really, because it's very well made.
The only thing I have is it let you just let me change the controls to what I want them to be, like on my computer.
Yeah.
And then I think it would be a lot better.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think they really need to figure out something with the control scheme altogether, though.
Yeah.
Because it's a good idea, but it's very, it's difficult to
figure out. There's just too many things to push at one time.
Yeah, you're walking out with the claw hand after you're done playing. Yeah, maybe a Snake Pass VR. How about that? That'd be cool.
Oh, I should probably play that.
You gotta move like this the whole time.
They're just spiraling around a pole. Going and going.
So, all right, yeah, all right, we're done. That's the last of Snake Pass.
That's Snake Pass.
I hope there's a second one, though. All right, we're actually not done with Snake Pass yet, because I forgot we have a mini soundtrack tournament to do for Snake Pass. So now I am going to throw it to Joe, and he's going to lead us through this soundtrack tournament.
All right. And it just dawned on me, Rico, did you, I wasn't paying attention when you did your intro information. Did you cover like the soundtrack and who made it and stuff?
No.
Okay. Well, it was composed by David Wise, who I know has done other things, but
it's a wise man.
Off the top of my head, I'll be completely honest. Forgot to do that part of it. But we only have 6 songs to do today. So the way we are going to do it, I had to structure it a little differently. What we're going to do, our first round is going to be 3 head-to-head matchups like we normally do. We'll all vote. Winner moves on. Loser gets the hell out of here. And then our second and final round is going to be a 3-way. And here's what we're going to do. We're just going to listen to all 3 songs real quick. We're probably not going to need to spend a lot of time with them. And we're going to rank them. Best, second best, worst. Each of us. And then everyone's best is going to get 2 points. Everyone's second best will get 1 point. Everyone's last will get 0. Song with the most points wins.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, like for the final round?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that way, if we do end up doing some like master tournament down the line with like all the top 3s and stuff, we'll still have a ranking for the songs. And
sounds good.
That's basically how we're going to do it.
All right.
So
how many songs are there total?
6.
Okay.
And if you guys can see this, this doesn't affect anyone else, but I couldn't make a bracket that was structured that way. So I had to create a 7th team that I just left blank and it has a bye. So
okay,
this is structured weird, but ignore that.
That's fine.
Were you going to say something, Rico?
No, you're all good.
Okay. All right. So our 6 songs we have competing today are Stage Select, Sog Gee's Realm, The Water World, Title Screen versus Boldor's Realm, The Earth World. And finally, we have Blowee's Realm, the Wind Realm, versus Cinder's Realm, the Fire World. I typed those in wrong, but you get the idea.
Yeah, it's good.
Those names are so stupid. It took me a second to figure them all out.
You'd think there would be a boss fight if those would be the boss names or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just meet them at the end and they're like, thanks. And then you move on. But whatever. All right. Are you boys ready?
Yes, sir.
Up first, we have stage select. I feel like I'm waiting on an elevator in a paradise resort.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And it's competition. We have Sagi's Realm, the water world.
Can you just zoom forward a little bit?
Absolutely.
This one's pretty easy for me.
Yeah.
Same for me.
I'm going to go with stage select. I just feel like the Soggy's Realm was boring.
Nope. Huh. Wrong answer. No, I'm taking the water world.
Really?
It's got kind of Donkey Kong Country water levels feels to it too. Yeah, I think it's way better.
Jeff, I hate to say it, but I'm with Rico on that one.
Damn.
You know what? It's Rico's fault because I wasn't sure until he had me skip ahead and we got that little, like, there was like a, I don't know what it was,
loop,
but it was
kind of
like a, yeah, it was like a little, it reminded me of like something you'd hear on like an old, like Genesis or like SNES game. Like it made me think of something you'd hear in like the Lion King game, if that makes any sense. And I like it because it was very nostalgic and it felt like it was a water level.
It does
music, so
yeah, like, definitely for the all the earth or the world levels, try to like just skip ahead a little.
Yeah,
after the original thing, because they change it like 5 minutes long.
Yeah, I'll do my usual. I go about like 30 to 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And then works. Around then I'll skip ahead.
Sounds good.
All right, so Soggy's Realm.
Soggy.
Soggy boy.
Soggy, like Jeff's underwear.
Our soggy boy. All right. Stage select is out of here. Next up, we have the title screen versus Boldore's Realm. And here is title screen.
Thank you.
All right, and here is Baldur's Realm.
The Earth World.
Yes.
I just noticed on YouTube when you drag the cursor along the bottom here, it'll tell you what part of the song is replayed the most.
Really?
So, yeah. Yep. So I'm just going to start using that when I skip ahead.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That and was clearly, the song that was on when we were playing Uno.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Right. That was Stage Select.
Well, no, it was that there song.
There was the Stage Select music, but when you went to like each different realm in like that actual menu, it would play that realm's music, I believe.
Yeah.
And folks at home couldn't see it, but Rico was grooving out when I skipped ahead.
Yeah, it started off bad, but it gets really good.
Yeah, that seems to be a running theme with these songs. Like, they start out the same exact song.
You know, it sounds really Donkey Kong-ish.
Yeah. All right. I know what I'm going with.
What's this guy's name? Dave Wise?
Yes, David Wise.
Yeah, this one's easy, too.
Yeah, I'm going Baldur.
Yeah, me
yep.
too.
Baldur, yep.
Oh, it's off.
Oh my god. Sweet. Okay, that why do you think it's the same composer as
okay.
Donkey Kong Country, Donkey Kong Country 2, 3, Donkey Kong Land, Diddy Kong Racing.
Okay, Tropical I knew his Freeze. Name was familiar.
That's why it sounds just like Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Dave Wise is just a one trick pony, you're saying.
Oh no, I'm saying it's amazing. They should have in more games.
He's amazing at that one trick. Don't get me wrong.
His music's great. I need this vinyl. Is there a Snake Fast vinyl?
Yeah. If anyone would release it, it would be I Am 8-Bit probably.
There's two
they
copies.
They always do like weird indie stuff. It yeah. exists?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, you're just saying you want... I thought you said you found two copies.
I want one. No, they only released two copies.
Oh.
We only fill that bottom.
Yeah, and Dave Wise has one of them. All right, so Baldur's Realm, the Earth World is moving on. This is probably going to be the toughest one.
Yeah.
Because we have two realms going head-to-head. Well, until the final round, where we're probably going to have three realms. We're going to have three realms going head-to-head. Yeah. All right. Let me resume. Now, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we are with Blowy's Realm, the Wind World.
Thank you.
How the hell did this game get David Wise?
Maybe he's just real cool. And they were like, hey, man, you want to make some tropical tunes for us?
They probably paid him the entire budget of this game.
Yeah, that's why the copies aren't being sold in the secondary market overpriced. They just were $300 because they had to pay
all
him.
The money. Yeah. That is pretty insane that that's the same composer.
Or maybe he just bought all of them and he's selling them to make his money.
That's so weird because the whole time I was like, yeah, this sounds just like Donkey Kong.
All right, let's get into Cinders because I don't want to forget the other one.
Right.
All right, here we go. Cinders Realm, the Fire World.
Beginning of the songs suck. Well, yeah. They don't suck, but they really pick up later in the song.
Yeah, because that's when you're usually like starting to get into some shit in the game.
Right, and it picks up.
Yeah. I got mine.
Yeah.
I feel like Cinder's Realm, the opening, I liked that the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different. Definitely different from the rest of it.
It was the standout among all of them so far, I think.
Well, yeah, that's my choice, too.
I'm voting Cinders, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Okay. So, Blowy, you're out of here. Our first god or whatever the hell they are.
To blow your ass out of here.
Off the island. Yeah, you and your sucky, frustrating levels, get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, so... In our final three-way, we have Soggy's Realm, the Water World, Boldor's Realm, the Earth World, and Cinder's Realm, the Fire World. Now, give me just a moment, gentlemen, while I figure out how I want to do this.
Dude, I just... I figured out why they're named that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. Did you actually pay attention to their names? Yeah, Blowy kills me. I hate that they have Blowy spelled the way they do.
Yeah.
Why is it gotta be Blowy?
Yeah, I didn't realize that either.
Oh, I would have made a bigger deal about that.
I thought it was just some like Japanese thing.
Yeah, me too.
I thought you guys knew exactly what I was saying, and that's why neither of you said anything.
No.
All right, hold on. I gotta get I only have two windows open. I want to get a third one open.
Real quick, before we start this, one thing, if you're still listening, I forgot to bring up is that you unlock, there's a time trial and an arcade mode for every level too. That the arcade mode is you collect all these fruit till the time runs out. And the time trial is just try to finish the level as quick as possible. I didn't spend too much time with those. Did you guys?
I did the first level just to see what it was.
I didn't do any of that at all.
That's all I did too, is the first level.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for that. I'm too busy watching the same movie five times in the span of 48 hours.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. For
video games?
That's insane.
It was the best 2 days.
At least you'll always think of this snowstorm when you watch it.
Yeah.
That, you
know? Yeah, I had 4 days to do whatever the hell I could think of, and I did one thing. Repeatedly. Okay. I am ready.
All right, this is the final round, then?
Ready. This is the final round.
So, can you explain this again? What are we going to do? We're going to rank
these. What we will be doing We're going to rank them. Which one you think is the best, second best, and third best. I got paper and a pen over here. I'll keep track of all that. And then everyone's number one game or a song is going to get 2 points. The number two songs are all going to get 1 point. And then the number threes are all going to get no points. And the song with the highest points wins.
Okay, so it's Soggies, Bulldoors, and Cinders, right?
Yeah, yeah. I will do them exactly in that order.
All right.
Yeah, I could have structured this better so you could actually see.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's not how I wanted to do that. I can make this a little smaller. Boom. Now I lost my YouTube. I don't know what I'm doing over here,
you're
guys.
You're good. You're good. Just go with how you did it.
I'm already. Oh, wait a minute. Can you not see this, actually?
I see Blowies and Cinders.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you know
what?
We
can get rid of the bracket now.
I never like reshared. I never reshared my screen, so you guys have no idea why I'm a mess over here.
Oh. There
you
go.
Now you can see. I keep doing this. All right, bracket, get out of here. All right.
There you
Are
go.
You ready now? Now that we figured this out on the fly. Normally, when we have dedicated episodes, we have this all figured out. So I'm kind of doing this on the fly.
It's all good.
The three-way kind of threw me off. Okay. Are you ready? I think
yes,
I said
sir.
That already. So we're ready.
Oh, my God.
Song number one. Soggy's Realm, The Water World. Song number two, Boldor's Realm, The Earth World.
You hear the monkey in the back?
No, I don't.
Keep it going. Best part. I could listen to that for the rest of my life. Just that part.
All right. That's enough of that. It is really nice. That is a good part of that song. All right. Number three, last but certainly not least, Cinder's Realm, The Fire World. That was actually really easy for me.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
I think I got mine.
How about you, Rico?
You muted?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, why don't we start with you?
So my number one, no, my number three is Waterworld, the Soggy Realm.
Okay.
And my number two is Boulder Realm.
Okay.
And then my number one is Cinder's Realm.
All right. Very good. I like that. Rico, how about you?
The Waterworld Soggies is three, Cinders is two, and Boldors is one.
One, okay. And as for me, none of us had the same three. That's awesome. I had Boldor, the Earthworld, number three. I had Soggy, number two. And then Cinder was easily my favorite.
So Cinder wins.
I was kind of in between Cinder and the Boldors.
So, yeah. So if we do this.
So it would be five, Cinder, one, Boldor, two, Soggy, three.
Yep.
All right. Congratulations to Cinder.
Yeah. Cinder came away with 5 points. Boldor came away with three, and Soggy with a lowly one.
It was on the board, though. It's okay.
Yeah, it made it. Unlike that dumb idiot Blowy.
Right.
Fucking all right.
Blowy.
So with that, we have another song added into the mix.
Yeah.
For our eventual tournament of champions.
I'm excited for March. I think this is gonna be really good.
Yeah.
All these together.
That's right. We gotta.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll have enough.
I don't want to do rush like it. Top two.
Something. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
We got a good top three for every.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Can you, you can stop sharing your screen, Joe.
All right. I just wanted to make sure I did this.
No problem. So Cinder is the champion.
Cinder, baby.
Now we are on to the big board, and this is the part of the show where we rank all the games that we played. So I'll just go through the current rankings right now. Number one is Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury, Silent Hill 2, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Half-Life 2, Super Mario 64, Sonic Adventure 2, Fear 2, Project Origin, Sonic Mania, Maneater, Halo Infinite, Borderlands, a pre-sequel, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, and Amnesia, The Dark Descent. So, where do you guys think we should put Snake Pass on here? There's 13 games on there.
It's easy.
Is it?
At 12.
I don't even know if I should bother.
Oh, okay. You're going to put it above Dragon Ball Z Kakarot?
No, yeah. I'm... Oh, wait. Oh, you're putting it above? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm putting it above, but...
All right, I respect that one.
I have to. I'm putting it below Borderlands. I don't know. I don't have too much to say about it. It's a bottom dweller. But it's not in the basement with Amnesia. You know, it's not that bad.
Right. I would put it at 10 above Halo Infinite.
See, we have a problem here with me.
Oh, I'd put it at 5.
Yeah.
Or 6 above Sonic.
Which is why I feel we need to discuss the big board. Because now that I have done a complete 180 on Amnesia, it's really difficult for me to put games on this board.
Joe, I don't think we can move it.
No, because
love Amnesia.
We were all like, oh, that I think I've brought it up a couple times. I try to, and then you guys just change the subject on me.
So we might be restructuring the big board, but we're going to wait till the end of the year to figure that out.
But for me, as much as I enjoyed Snake Pass, I'd probably have to put it 14.
Wow.
Really? Wow, I thought you were going to put it like up higher.
I just don't think there's enough to it to warrant putting it higher.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
I don't think I settle at 12.
I can put it below Dragon Ball. I cannot just put it above Amnesia. Like I can go, that's like my range, probably.
How could you put it below Dragon Ball Z Kakarot when that game sucked?
I mean, so did this game.
But this game is way better than Kakarot.
I know. Well, I have it above Kakarot.
They both fucked your hands up too. These games on the Switch.
Right now, I do have it above Kakarot, but I can put it below without, you know.
Well,
give it a I could put it below too. But
Rico, you said 10. Jeff, you said 12. I said 14. So if we split the difference, it'll be 12.
I'd settle at 12.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm good with that.
So
I can't put it below Amnesia, Joe. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay.
Just look in the future for our reassessment of the big board. We might switch it up.
And I know it was all my idea, but I want it to be done as fairly as possible.
No, I understand.
This isn't some backhanded attempt to get Amnesia.
Well, you weren't part of the podcast when we started, so. Well,
that's what makes it tough for me.
Joe, as much as you want it higher, I don't think I can't move it. I'm sorry.
He's gonna put Amnesia 1 just to tank the ranking.
30. Like
it really is a fine game.
All right.
That's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, our end of the year banter episode. We'll be talking about that. So stay tuned for that. Pass is now number 12 above Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. And above Amnesia, The Dark Descent, right below Borderlands, a pre-sequel at 11, and number 10 would be Halo Infinite. All right, it's time to pick a new game.
Finally, looking forward to this.
And just so the audience knows, we had to do an audit on the hat because my cat knocked the hat down, the cat in the hat, and we lost one of the slips. I don't know where it is. So we had to go open everything up and look through it. And good thing we did, because for some reason Lost Via Domus was in there twice. I don't know how the hell that happened, but
Rico, you weren't in the room, and Jeff and I theorized that maybe it was one of the nights you and I stayed on late and you had a few beers in you, and we were trying to come up with ways to punish Jeff for putting Amnesia in the hat. And you crossed out one of his games and added Lost in twice.
I don't know.
That's the only thing
I get a punishment for that, but now Joe loves it.
Yeah. Takes all kinds to keep this big old rock spinning, Jeff.
All right. I am mixing the games up. I got a hat. I got a bowl. I'm throwing them back and forth.
Just gonna look at the name.
It's a very entertaining watch.
And they're getting stuck in a cowboy hat creases.
I love that your hat keeps changing. That's my favorite part of all this.
Yeah, you know what I really want? One of those like tall, like giant ones you win from like Darien Lake.
Oh yeah.
Like Buff Bagwell used to wear. That's the next hat. What's his 2023?
What's his name? Dimmadome? Timmy from Fairly Odd Parents.
All right. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to try to point at the camera. What do you guys want to play?
A story game.
Yeah, I still want to play Bully. I'll always be my answer.
I'll play anything but Banjo-Kazooie right now.
Yeah.
All right. You guys read me this. Is it backwards or...
I can't see it.
You froze. Oh,
talk. It's backwards. Flip it around. Darkest Dungeon 2.
Oh. Mm.
Interesting.
That's with Mike Baker.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Cool.
All right. Okay. I'll have to contact him.
Good. I'm excited about that one. That's one that's been, that series has been on my radar for a while.
I don't know anything about it. I don't even know what it is. Yeah, is it a roguelike?
From what I understand, it's like, at least the first one I looked more into, it's almost like a turn-based, like, not dungeon crawler. You kind of like, you don't really like move through it. It's more like a map kind of thing. But there's like, you get characters as you go to join your party, and but there's like permadeath. So like,
oh great,
if someone in your squad dies, you just lose them.
Doesn't look like it's on the Switch.
You gotta just try to make it as far as you can, and then you like build up. Yeah, it's almost kind of got like a roguelike quality in that sense.
Huh. Sounds like a perfect Switch game, but I don't think
it's butchered the description of that game. I know it was on Game Pass for a while, but I think they recently took it off.
It's not on Steam. It's planned to release in February.
Jesus. It says PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Microsoft Windows.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out. Darkest Dungeon 2. Okay, so that will be next month with Mike. And next week's going to be a mystery episode.
Yeah, we've got some coals in the fire. We'll figure it out. By which I mean Thursday or Tuesday night, I'll be like, oh, fuck, I didn't come up with an idea for tomorrow.
Yes. So, all right. Anything else you guys got?
No, I'm good.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Jeff, thank you.
Yep.
And thank you, listeners. And you can follow us on Twitter at Randomizer Game, and you can email us at videogamerandomizer@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about Snake Pass. And happy Thanksgiving to all. Enjoy your turkey, your cranberry sauce, your mashed potatoes, your venison, if you're Jeff.
Yeah, bacon wrapped venison. Mm.
And yes, happy Thanksgiving, and enjoy the holidays, and go spend time with your family. All right, we love you all.
See you. We'll be right back.